Here's an interesting one. The Olympics, of course, are coming up this summer, and it'll be interesting to see how it goes. If it's successful, if it isn't, there's some potential problems. And there's a write up here, reasons to cancel the Olympics. They have them ranked in order. They say just before every Olympics, looming doubt starts to surface. Are the cities ready? Has the host country accepted its geopolitical consequences? Will people come? So this year, it's especially interesting because you have Brazil. It's not a great place. And it's got some problems. Here are the top 12 reasons to cancel the Olympics. And I'm not, I like the Olympics. I don't want them canceled, obviously. But I could see putting them somewhere else. Number 12, corruption. Officials are currently investigating what happened to missing federal funds earmarked for several venues, including bodies of water that were supposed to be cleaned for the games. That's not a good way to start the Olympics. Missing funds?
Yes.
Number 11 reason, the Zika virus. Sending 500,000 people to the center of an outbreak of a yet-to-be-understood disease might create a global pandemic. Yes.
Yeah, that's a great point.
you have to question that. The numbers of that are rising in the U.S.
Right.
Not it's not a huge amount yet, but still. Number 10, inequality. Rio's poorest residents have been shouldered with the heaviest burden for the Olympics, and some of them have already lost their homes in the process. Can you imagine that? You lose your home and they're... And everyone's, you know, cheering the Olympics, and you're like, I used to live there.
Yeah.
Tore that down.
Yeah. I did a study of Brazil years ago and for in high school, and it is interesting that Rio de Janeiro is the city's most prosperous city, and it's because of the trading port and the location, tourism, all that. But it does have a huge problem with small shanty towns and small... And just a lot of poor people who live in the area, and over there, there's no rights, there's no constitution guaranteeing anything. If they want property, they just move those people somewhere else, and they start building on it. And that's essentially what's happened here when they need the space for all these Olympic facilities.
Mm. Is Brazil considered socialist?
I don't think so. Not to my knowledge, not like a true socialist state.
Yeah.
I think it does use some socialist policies, but it definitely is not in the same league as Venezuela or Puerto Rico or any of those other nations like
yeah.
that.
A hodgepodge of policies.
Yeah, it's kind of a capitalist state, but it's more or less a struggling economy. They just kind of use whatever policies they can to keep afloat, I think.
I see. Interesting. Venezuela is having big problems, of
oh, yeah.
course. So the reason I ask is just that this is such a socialism is such a buzzword now. Here with the campaign that when you look at some countries like Venezuela, who are socialists, and you just see it falling to pieces, you know, you'd think that would be a big solution to everything, but
right,
interesting to look at that. Here's the ninth reason they say they should cancel the Olympics here in Rio: doping scandals. A massive doping scandal could ban 31 yet unnamed athletes from 12 countries and 6 sports. This really isn't Brazil's fault, but from participating. In addition to the Russians who are already outed, Russia might be barred completely. And because it didn't comply with an anti-doping agency investigation, Kenya may not be able to compete at all either. And this is supposed to be like a global celebration. Bring the nations out. Let them have some, you know, fun competitions. And it could be really a good thing, and sometimes it is. But then all this corruption comes in, doping, all of these things. It just totally ruins any good that might have been there. It just corrupts the whole thing.
Yeah, and especially I think performance enhancers are different types of drugs or substances athletes take for whatever reason. It's been on the rise in every sport across the world, especially for the past 5 years. Like, I think it all started a lot when Lance Armstrong was indicted for it. I think since then, people have been a lot more thorough, and they've seen in almost every sport, even like hockey, tennis, pretty much any other sport you can imagine. a lot of famous Olympic athletes have had to give back their medals because they admitted to doping. So it is a big problem in sports, and I think it's just going to continue to get worse until people kind of figure out that that's not the way to win. Like, just, I don't know. I mean, it is a highly competitive event, but I don't know. It goes against the whole point of it, which is just to see the best athletes compete against each other.
Yeah, and I don't know how they justify it, those that do it. They probably say, well, everybody's doing it, and maybe they're right. But at the same time, how would you feel if you won the gold medal, but you knew that you didn't do it legally?
Yeah.
I think that would just be a hard thing to live with. Maybe I imagine they would just say, well, everybody does it. You know, you have to do it to compete, that type of thing. Because that's what is sometimes said from professional athletes. Or they'll say, look, you know, everybody's taking it, and if I don't take it, I can't make my next contract. You know,
right.
And so they'll throw out that. So there's pressure there, I get that. But at the same time, it's sad to see something like the Olympics that really could be a celebration and really could be a unifying thing for the world, and then to see stuff like that come in with doping. The eighth reason they say that maybe they should just pass on the Olympics is political scandals. Brazil's president has been suspended after being impeached. Although some reports say she's being unfairly targeted by political enemies. But that's not all, they write. More than half of the members of Brazil's Senate are also being investigated for crimes. Of course. Of course. Number seven, Brazil's recession. The Brazilian economy is in free fall. And the Olympics, or even worse, a financially unsuccessful Olympics, might plunge it even further downward. That's good news. They've got a picture here of the contaminated waters in Guanabara Bay. I think that's how you say it.
Yes.
And it's, there's a baby doll floating in there and a bunch of other rubbish. The sixth reason is just the pollution, the bad water. They say it's not good. The country has refused to clean up, has the potential to make athletes sick. They dump sewage into it.
Right.
So you're going to be swimming in sewage.
Yeah.
I would swim faster if I was in sewage.
Yeah.
Because I'd want to get out.
There might be some world records from that.
Yeah.
Or the sewage might be performance enhancing. But
that's true.
It does remind me when I was in Manila Bay in the Philippines, they do the same thing. And we were going to Corregidor. We were pretty far out from the city, and there was still trash everywhere. Mm-hmm. Just floating on the surface when we were on the ship going there. And yeah, if you want to clean that water, it takes a long time. Like, to get, I mean, there's the trash, but also the chemicals and then everything at the bottom. And it's just a huge disaster, really. And yeah, I mean, if I was an athlete, I probably would refuse to swim in something like that. But
it's going to be interesting. Fifth reason, unfinished infrastructure. Some of the infrastructure there hasn't been finished that will connect the major venues. So if you need transportation to get between one venue and the other, some of it's not ready. Traffic, they say, is going to be an absolute nightmare. They got to use that bus that China wants to make that drives over traffic.
That's right.
That we talked about yesterday.
Yeah.
It's a chance to make some money there. Number four, dangerous infrastructure. The infrastructure for the games that has already been finished is falling apart and killing people. That's not good.
It's not.
They just finished it and it's falling apart. Who built it?
Yeah. Well, it's the thing. It's it's always a gamble when you put them in these developing countries because their building codes are not up to scratch. And I mean, it's obvious when even on the article here, they have that picture of the bike bridge,
yeah,
that collapsed. I mean, I don't know if people are going to spend a lot of money to travel there, and then you could just be walking on the causeway and it collapsed underneath you, like. I know it's not a great situation to be in.
Third reason here that might want to rethink the Olympics, bad luck. We just found out that South Korea, the country set to host the next Olympics, secretly did a really, really horrible job last time. So that's reassuring, they say. I'm not really sure that one fits into the list, but that's what they have there. Number two, international sporting events, they say sometimes aren't the best. No one wants to host them. The International Olympic Committee seems like they make it hard for the nations. There's a bit of a controversy between the host countries and the Olympics committee, more infighting. And the number one reason, again, they say, but seriously, Zika. They said if the recommendations are that pregnant women or even people who are considering getting pregnant shouldn't attend, will anyone even go? It's a good question. I mean, you do have to start thinking about your health. And they don't know a lot about this virus yet. And you're sending all these athletes from all over the world and potentially tourists here to Brazil or there to Brazil and then back to their home countries. That would be like textbook 101. This is what you don't do when you have a disease breaking out.
Yeah, this is goes against every rule in the book when it comes to containing a disease we don't even understand yet. I mean, we don't fully understand even where it came from, how it affects the human body all the way. And the first thing you do for any pandemic or disease outbreak is you quarantine the area. That's how they stopped Ebola last year. But now we're having the Olympics, the biggest sporting event in the world, probably international sporting event in the world. And I mean, this could be the—I don't know how it will go, but could be the first human-engineered pandemic because we were just foolish enough to have millions of people or thousands of people come to the country where it's infected the most. It just doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
It's very interesting. There are so many warning signs. Some of these on the list were kind of tongue-in-cheek, but a lot of them are pretty serious reasons to maybe not have the Olympics over there in Brazil. And I just thought, well, at what point do people just admit it and say, you know what, we need to do something different? But it seems like everything, it has to happen. There's too much in it already, even though there's so many things saying, don't do this.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see what happens. You know, the Zika virus is interesting because every time I hear it, I think of that alcoholic drink, Zima. Do you remember right. that?
Yeah.
I don't think it even exists anymore, but it was like a, I don't know, kind of a fruity-ish, it wasn't really a wine cooler. I don't really know what it was, but it was an alcoholic drink that, I don't know, they tried to market to men, but I don't think men really wanted to drink it.
Right.
So anytime I hear Zika, I think of Zima. So I don't know. It just for some reason, that always enters my mind.
Well, at least it's a pleasant association, I guess.
I've had a Zima. I would say it is a moderately pleasant association.